Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Am I coming through?
Yes, perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right, good.
So here was our assignment from yesterday. You won't skid if you stay in a rut. Recently, we practiced with to dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. Not to dare is to lose oneself. One of my favorite quotes is, I don't want to tiptoe through life just to arrive safely at death. Only egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate wants us to live a small, isolated life, not because that will keep us safe, but because that will keep ego safe. We won't skid if we stay in ego's rut, but we also won't live courageously, participate wholeheartedly, make a difference, feel life's wisdom guiding us to the greatness of a kind and happy mind, or end our days in the satisfaction of a life well and truly lived. Today, practice with the authenticity that not only is not afraid to live with joy's abandon, but desires it. Well, here's our first caller, Sherry.
All right, thank you.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, Ashwini. Hi, Sherry. This is Sherry in San Francisco.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great. What are you seeing?
Well, you know what was so wonderful about this is that I noticed, so when I first read the assignment yesterday, what first dropped in was like all of these quote-unquote great things, you know, like living big and, you know, all these sort of things, like, you know, doing things out in the world. But when I picked up the recorder and I recorded the assignment and then I just sort of let life sort of share, what dropped in was actually a moment when I had simply like walked outside between calls and just stood there and felt that joyous abandon. And so I really got to see, first of all, just like the importance of recording and listening in that way, that something, you know, that it's the opportunity just for life to come in a different way.
Yeah. And that simple act, the way you describe it, it is definitely getting out of ego's rut. Right, because you're meant to, you know, it's a work day, right? So you're meant to be, you know, you're not meant to be, you know, just walking outside and being present and feeling joy. That's not part of the work day, right? And so and that is a rut, right? It's a serious rut. It's why people are desperate for weekends and vacations, because ego is such a rut. So there.
Yeah.
And we could say that's a small thing. But it's not. It's huge.
Exactly. And that's what I loved so much about when that came in from life, you know, that it showed me that moment. It sort of pointed to that, because that's the greatness. That's the greatness of life. I mean, sure, it's great. You know, all those other things are great too. Like, you know, it's wonderful to, you know, whatever, all the other ways that we could participate and live a great life. But I honestly, like, there was that moment, because there were some little birds out there chirping, and there was the way the light was on the trees and this tiniest of a breeze. Like, it was joyous abandon, totally.
And because the voices would come in and want to do something with that, what made that so powerful is that you were present. Like, so the conditioning would want to turn that into a rut. Okay, well, now what will be really good for you is to go outside and make a little program for you to get on, and then you won't be there, because once again you're in ego's rut of being told what to do and when to do it and how to feel and how to behave and what everything means. That's the rut. Right? And out of the rut is being present to what actually is,
which is
what you got to experience.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was such a gift. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you. Such a great reminder.
Great. Picasso.
Picasso.
Thanks, Sherry.
Being present is the way out of ego's rut. Well, here's our
it's
next
true.
Caller.
Yeah, that's so perfect. Because that thing where the voices are, again, just as Sherry said, they're going to want to take you to, okay, well, then you've got to start an international movement to, you know, no. just be present to what is. You're out of the mm-hmm. rut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, Sherry, Ashwini, it's Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth. What are you seeing?
Well, ego definitely got me in control. I was on a 5-day super scam bender, a content versus
super scam. So it's So it dragged you down into Yes, I'm right
yeah,
there with
it
you.
Was a super
if you were an
scam.
Alcoholic, you'd be in the ditch. You would have spent most of the time face down in the gutter, right?
Yes, I was basically scammed into oblivion.
Uh huh.
And the whole wow. time I was being scammed, I'm listening to my recordings about. I have all these recordings I listen to throughout the day. Don't fall for the content versus process scam and the process of fear, because that's how ego conditioning always gets me, with the content versus process scam and the process of fear. You know, those two, like, double whammy.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening, mm-hmm. but I was sure that what was going on was actually real, you know, real here and now. So mm-hmm. I was, like, a crazy lunatic for 5 days and lost all my marbles.
And so that's one you're going to add, right? Anytime we hear voices say, no, this is really real, and that means, no, you have to be upset. That goes right with the process of fear and the process versus content. That's another big one, right? Now, this is really happening, and you need to be upset.
No, it was so, I mean, I feel like it was so confusing and tricky that I could be scammed in the same way again, because I know if it's like a thought about a fearful projection about the future, like a car crash or health crisis, okay, I know that, you know, content and the content versus process, the process of fear, but there was so much content that was happening this time. It wasn't just like a thought in the future. It was real stuff going on, really highly charged trigger material.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. It really did seem like it was real. I think I could be scammed just as easily.
But the thing that I project you're seeing in this is that connection of, yes, this is really real, because stuff does happen, right? I mean, especially as we're fond always of saying, during Mercury retrograde, right? Real stuff happens. That doesn't mean you have to become a crazy person. That's the connection that we want to break. So something upsetting is happening. That doesn't mean I need to go up into conditioned mind and start listening to screaming and raving and nutsness. Okay, yes, that this real thing is happening. I want to really be present for it so that I can bring as much to the situation as I can possibly bring, so that I can get through this with as little damage to myself and everybody else as possible.
It's I don't know. There's like a, I was blind. There's a blind spot, a huge blind spot where, because the content was happening and so charged, it felt panic worthy. It felt be crazy worthy. Do you know urgency,
yeah.
Disaster.
Yep.
It felt justified.
Which is really interesting, isn't it? Because what is now? Imagine that you're having surgery. Okay, you're in surgery, and something starts bleeding that's not supposed to bleed, and the surgeon panics because this is a really panic-worthy situation. Gets hysterical, goes crazy. Is that going to help you? I mean, yes, it's scary. Yes, it's upsetting. Yes, it's dangerous, which means I really need to get here and pay close attention, not get hysterical and leave.
Well, in my reality, the content was way more panic-worthy than bleeding or dying.
Well, then that could tell you right there that this is conditioning hanging on with everything it's got. Right? That, yes, it is true. That's what conditioning wants to do. And that's what it does to people all the time. Okay, you're fine with these circumstances. You can practice through it. You can breathe. You can stay present. Okay, it's not that conditioning didn't bite you all the way on that one, because it did. Right? But okay, so you can. But now this is much bigger. Now this, you have to turn over to ego. Okay, because this is just real, and that's just the progression that it uses, right? And so our job is to realize nothing is helped by turning our lives over to ego and getting hysterical. If we don't get that, then we just have to acknowledge that, okay, well, I enjoy that, and I'm going to do that, but then we don't need to have voices afterwards having an opinion about it because, you know, I when things are really big, I just enjoy getting hysterical and going crazy. That's what I do.
Well, I definitely get hysterical and go crazy, but I didn't think I was turning it over, like I was turning control over to ego. It felt like appropriate hysterical going crazy.
Trust me. Only ego gets hysterical and goes crazy. Life doesn't. Center doesn't.
Even if you have snakes in your house.
It doesn't matter. Life doesn't get hysterical. Center doesn't get hysterical. All right. There we
go. Okay, thanks.
All right. Something to consider.
Yeah, consider big time.
Yeah, and to tie it back, you know, getting out of ego's rut, as crazy as it sounds, that is an example. Not getting hysterical when ego says you have to is getting out of ego's rut. Anything, we can define rut as anything that is programmed, and that reaction is programmed. It is not of the moment.
Okay, it was definitely hysterical.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And it's so true, right, Sherry, that the rut could be just the simple, the less charged rut of doing the same thing over and over again on a work day or a full-blown fear attack, but it's still a program and produces the same set of sensations and reactions.
Yes.
On a process level,
That's
it
right.
causes us not to be present.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's back to the content versus process, huh? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, this is Claire.
Oh, hello, Claire.
Hello.
I'm
grateful to be talking to you. I'm in the middle of a big piece of content, and I'm practicing acceptance. in that I heard this morning that my 16-year-old nephew committed suicide this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yes. So this is a huge piece of content that impacts the whole, this person and the whole family. And my heart goes out to my nephew Lucas, just that place of compassion, imagining what the voices were telling him that he took that act this morning.
Wow.
I mean, I really want me to really thank everybody in Sangha as we work on not listening to those voices, and how as we work on that, it does have that ripple effect to others in our community and the world.
You know, we struggle, right? We know that people struggle with voices that say, I don't want to listen to that stuff. I don't want to listen to recordings. And what we know that says is because ego wants us to be in that negative conversation and conditioned mind all the time. And then we see something like this and realize these stakes are really high, folks. And yes, what kind of a difference would it make in the world if everybody knew about this possibility and had support for choosing it?
Indeed. And yes, and kind of the piece of guidance, I suppose, that I'm to support myself in a minute is so I'm practicing, being with the whole soup of emotions, the sadness and the anger, and also the acceptance, and also, the assignment to not be afraid to live in joyous abandon. But it's interesting because that, in the midst of all of this that is going on, there's also a sense of joy to be present to the feelings and to be present to, everything that's going on. And I'm just wondering about,
A couple of things occur to me. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, am I on track?
I just want some reassurance that.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. So one, for me, in a situation like this, it's to be absolutely open to anything that goes on with you and no conversations.
Yes.
Because that's how life is going to guide and support you through this, right? You'll get to have every feeling that you have, and every insight, every conditioned reaction that you can be aware of, the whole thing. But no conversations. Any time conditioned mind wants to start talking to you about anything. And then the next piece of it is, if there were more joyful adults in the world, would so many kids choose not to be a part of it?
Right. Yes.
I can see being a teenager and looking at the world and thinking, this is not such a great place to be. And there's a lot of support, especially at such a what tends to be an idealistic, sensitive, tuned in time of life, and then to look at what we're doing, the choices that most adults are making, it doesn't seem like such a strange conclusion to reach.
Right.
And so it, perhaps that's the greatest kindness that we can offer and the most hope that we could offer for others is to live an authentic life.
Right, right. Yeah, and an authentic life when we're present is joyful and is accepting of when things are difficult. There's still a place to work with that, to be with that, to grow with that.
Yes, exactly so. Yeah. And, of course, the thing that that one of the things I think that drew me to Buddhism was that I resonated with, or it matched with, a sense that I strongly held that life is not personal. Mm-hmm. And that whatever religion people choose, at the bottom, it's saying the same thing. There is nothing that isn't God. Now, what people have done with that takes us in many, 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 many different directions,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But, you know, when we lose somebody, to have that inner sense that there's nothing wrong. So we'll miss this person and feel great joy having had them for as long as we have them, but there's nothing wrong. It's not that anybody actually goes anywhere. if that, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I know. I was speaking to my mother this morning about, you know, God knows the plan. She's a Christian, so that was really resonating with her, and that, you know, God was still there. It was still God. It was still an act of God when he decided when it was decided that it was the end of his life. And the way that he did it, but God was still there.
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, you hear a lot of people who believe something different, but I just feel sorry for them because not only do I think they miss the point, but it's a devotion to unhappiness. And so how can we know, you know, from a Christian perspective, we don't know when, why, and how someone is going to be called home.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our, that's not ours to worry about. And we don't know what the whole thing is for us. You know, for those who are left behind to perhaps wake up to questions that we've never considered before.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
And then my last request is gratitude to the Sangha for practicing, and if people are open to sending Lucas some love as he transitions, I would appreciate it.
Where did he live, Claire?
In England. Yeah, in England.
In England. What part?
A tiny little town called Alford in Lincolnshire.
Okay.
It's on the east coast.
Right. And is this your brother, sisters?
My brother's Lucas, and he has two older sisters and mom and dad, and he has little nieces too that love him deeply. Yeah, my parents are there. So a lot of family being impacted at the moment.
Oh my gosh! Just
so we'll hold them in our hearts and trust that you know that it is okay and that it will be okay.
Yeah. And that however we might not talk about it this way, we're all in God's hands all the time, and that's what we must. Turn to in each moment, not just these moments, but in each moment.
Yes, yeah. I'm so grateful for, you know, the practice. And when I heard the news, I heard my recordings in my head saying, you know, all is well, I choose peace and calm. That was the first thing that came into my head when my sister told me the news. Such you know, gratitude for seeming that I can be with this and that I can, you know, I can be with this.
And gratitude for the practitioner who's made the choices day after day after day after day that prepare her to be in a moment like this.
Yes.
All right. Well, I know you're going to take good care of yourself. And, yes, we'll hold all of you in our prayers and thoughts and meditations.
Yes. Thank you. Deep
Gacho. Thank you. Gacho, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
Puts it into perspective, doesn't it?
It does. It truly does. And it's what you said on the show last night to another caller who was experiencing this, experiencing death. And, you know, how we practice up for that.
Yeah. Because it's going to happen.
Able, yes. To be able to be present to pain in love is just such a phenomenal human experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautifully stated. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the ego living in a, now it's not, no, it's, it. No, you don't have to pay attention to that. No, it's, no, don't do that. No, no, don't, no, don't do that.
As well, it's also the piece, yeah.
Go ahead.
As if, no, I was just going to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that place of
no, you didn't.
The peace book of this morning, yesterday, which was wasting time on an ideal you or ideal anything is focusing on an ideal you is a waste of a perfect now. There is no ideal.
Right. Yeah. And we go back to Sherry, right? It's not, we're not called upon to do some extraordinary Mother Teresa-esque thing. You know, it's just be here in gratitude for this moment. Find, experience for yourself the non-separate nature of this reality. Prove to yourself the interconnectedness of all life. Prove to yourself that there is nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's our opportunity now. And that is the greatest preparation for whatever life holds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We were kidding last night at group as the There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat ends about hope is not a strategy.
Yes.
Right? And mm-hmm. that's basically what we're talking about here. Well, gee, I hope nothing ever goes wrong. Well, from that orientation to life, plenty's going to go wrong. Everything's going to go wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we have time for somebody else, or are we kind of up against the clock?
Nope, we have time for someone else. Here's our next caller. You're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Hey, this is Eleanor.
Hey, hi, Eleanor.
Hi, I'm so resonating with the caller, and what came up for me was strength, and I could, you know, how I could feel it within me and within Claire and within all of the practitioner that who practices. And that when these times mm-hmm. happen, I have some faith that it's there. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I was really resonating with that place. And so what I've been looking at.
If I may, just to underline that, to hear news like that and have the first thing that appears in conscious awareness, all is well, I choose peace.
Oh,
I mean, that's just... Yes. Miraculous.
That is. That
Sorry,
is so,
Peter,
so
go
beautiful.
Ahead.
So it does put things in perspective. For me, what I'm seeing yesterday was another layer of letting conditioning have my life in a place that I had been not really aware of. You know, the end of a really long, hard work day, lots of people. And so I don't go to, the place conditioning likes to get me is not to whatever was going on, you know, panic, you know, going crazy. It's to hold and repress anger inward and saying, okay, do this, do that, do the next thing. You should do this. And, you know, life shouldn't be like this. And so it's a lot of internal. I'd never really seen how strong that was until yesterday. And I was thinking about the rut, and I didn't even know I was in the rut. And it's not really what I was doing. It was, this job could be done. It's just, I was doing it with conditioning, and
right.
It could be really different.
And that's what makes it so awful, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If you did that, if you spent that day with, gosh, Eleanor, you do great work. That was wonderful. Wasn't that a kind exchange? Wow, that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that really, you know, I think that really helped that person. That great
yeah.
job.
And thanks to practice, I can do that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, yes. But then there's this place, you know, where it breaks. It broke down. And I've been 12 hours.
I was good till 4 p.m.
Yeah, it's like I am, you know. And so a way to take care of this person at that point, I'm looking for more and more ways to. And the story is that it just shouldn't be like this. You know, you shouldn't be having to do this. That's the biggest problem mm-hmm. in the story. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest story problem.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can I tell you what just dropped in?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so it just shouldn't be this way. You shouldn't have to be doing this, right? And so mm-hmm. just stop there it could be a two-handed. You know, let that person talk about what's going on and have a curiosity about, well, why not? You know, how should it be? And how else would I ever see this?
Wow. Yeah. And just as you said that, some of the clarity came in on that.
Uh-huh.
And I have, recently I have just finally gotten my earbuds into this place. So it can happen more.
Yeah.
Readily, instead of waiting until I get in the car an hour later, yeah.
Right, and to have that time with that person right there, because I bet no matter what's going on, you could find, you know, rather than turn your insides into an absolute knot, you could probably find a way to get outside for 10 or 15 minutes and have that exploration, do that little workshop. You know, what is the gift for me in this? Because it has to be for me or it wouldn't be happening. So,
Right. That's right. Because by the time, if there's a time lag, then it's been covered up. Conditions said, blah, blah, on and on with,
yep.
it's okay, and, you know,
yep.
whatever.
Yeah, and then it gets you later. Yeah, no, you can take it. You can stand it. No, it's all right. You can stand it. I can't stand this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, and it just seems, yesterday I was inspired, it became clear that the suffering that was there was unnecessary and that I don't,
yes.
there's no reason to give life, this life to that. I don't want to do that. And
yeah.
So
yeah,
there,
yeah,
you
yeah.
just
That's
laid out
therapy.
A way for me to practice with it to stop doing that. So,
or
at least see how it works. Right. Thanks.
Can't wait for that next long work day, right?
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Eleanor.
Yeah, thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Eleanor.
Bye-bye.
And thanks, Ashwini. Bye-bye.
And that's it. That's another way to get out of the ego rut is to practice the willingness to explore it. And then we're not in it.
Get to know that rut.
Yes, get to know the rut. We can't be in a rut and be curious about getting to know what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can't be identified with something we're observing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our assignment for the day. I expect to pass through this life but once. If therefore there be any kindness I can show or any good thing I can do for any fellow being, let me do it now, as I shall not pass this way again.
Mm-hmm.
We hear it, we say it often, but living it is about the biggest challenge we human beings face.
We will be gone soon, and we will never be here again. We know it, but we don't believe it. We continue to fall for ego's postponed life, procrastinating, believing that I'm going to get to what is important to me soon. This soon is the now that is the time to live the life we long for. And what is it that we long for? We long for the satisfaction, well-being, fulfillment, peace, joy, and pleasure that comes from presence. Nothing need be done before we can have the life experience our heart desires. We only need to be here. Today, look to see what good things you want to do while you still have time, and do them now. A Quorum lesson. Mm. Mm, 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 mm.
Mm. Can't wait for today.
Yes. Can't wait for now.
Can't wait for now.
You can't, right. Actually.
Thank you so much.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Go happy.
Go happy.